shotgun. Ball hiked, hand off to Norrison left. Falling to his blocker, has to cut it inside. Then he goes back outside. He's trying to squeak by all these guys, but the problem is he's not moving. He's standing still. At a certain point, Norrison's got to decide to hit the hole and get one run. We got a flag on the play. Look, I'm hearing potentially a horse collar. If that's the case, that's a 15-yard penalty. Personal foul, horse collar tackle. Wow, that is a big break for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. And everyone's not, and no one got hurt. That's another big break. Horse collars can get pretty dangerous. And so they're going to advance the ball pretty far, all the way to the 26-yard line of the Buccaneers. First and 10, Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. And the clock resumes, my goodness. And with that, 3 minutes and 20 seconds remain in this first half. Two left, one right for wide receivers. Mason in motion, gets the ball, carries it back right, then goes back left, follows his blocker. Actually, just ran into his own blocker, and now they're pushing forward, whistle's blown. A whole lot of running for 2 yards. That's that play where they do that. Mason is the tailback in shotgun with the quarterback, right? Like, and he gets called in motion behind the quarterback. The ball is hiked, and he immediately turns in front of the quarterback and receives the handoff. The Buccaneers read that ball and were able to stay in front of him, force him back inside. All right, 3 wide receivers, 2 left, 1 right. Norrison in the backfield, shotgun. In motion, Antonio gets it, pitches back to Norrison, has to beat the outside. He does. Can he drive it upfield? He gets about, 6-yard gain, and that's going to be third down and less than a yard. Good job by Norrison Rodriguez there. You get that pitch play, you just got to beat the guy outside and cut it up, and he did a good job of that. So third and 1, time keeps on moving. Oh, it went out of bounds. Okay, time does not keep moving. Smart. 2:25 left in this first half. Wide receiver left, Mason is the tailback, shotgun. Ball hiked, handoff up the middle, just following his blockers, good. Gain. Got the first down and then some. The ball's going to be all the way down to the 10. We'll see if they mark it as it's a first and goal. They made it all. They got just inside the 10, barely. All right. Eagles are in this weird spot where they definitely need to score, but you don't want to leave that much time on the clock because, man, the Buccaneers got themselves a really strong offense. All right. 2 wide receivers left, 1 right, Norrison in the backfield. In motion, ball hiked. Tonio's keeping the ball, looking for his blockers. Gets them up the middle, up the hole that was provided on the right side. Excuse me. Yeah, a lot of work for 2 to 3 yards. Keep advancing the ball. Second and goal. 1 minute. 1 minute and 40 seconds. All righty. Second and goal. What do the Eagles got? Marcus Purdy on the wide receiver on the left. Mason in the backfield. Ball hiked. Hand off Mason. Has to get by Aiden by Zachary. He does. He keeps pumping his legs and gets a touchdown for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. And they take this. As fast as they lost the lead, they took it right back. Nice job by number 22, Mason Pahokee, senior for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. And now they lead 28-24. Man, good game. Both teams going back, seeing a lot of punches, a lot of moves, not literal punches, score punches. I should probably put that. Both teams have been wonderful in the teamwork and sportsmanship. All righty. 3 wide receivers. Norrison in the backfield. Tonio shotgun. 2-point conversion. Here we go. Ball hiked. Looking for his guy. He's open. He overthrows him. So it's going to stay 28-24. 28-24, Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. In the advent of losing their lead, they got it right on back. We're going to go to commercial. When we come back, we'll have more football for you here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Shawamic and Screaming Eagles. Eagles just scored to take the lead 28-24 against the Prentice Buccaneers here in Prentice. Dorson, big kick, end over end, gets all the way to Zachary, who's going to take the ball smartly out of bounds to reserve as much clock as possible. 1 minute and 16 remains. All right, they got a lot of field to go. They got a lot of field to go here with no timeouts. In fact, I'm going to check here. They have no timeouts, right? They've used all three. Yes, that's what I thought. Okay, yep. All righty. They have used all three timeouts. They're at their own 31-yard line. They got a lot of field to go. We have the Shawamig Screaming Eagles called timeout. All righty. This is a big drive. This is a big drive. The Eagles haven't really stopped the Buccaneers' offense yet outside of two fumbles, one they recovered, one stalled out a drive. Outside of those two mistakes, they really haven't stopped the Buccaneers at all. However, the Buccaneers haven't really had explosive plays. They take a lot of time. It's very methodical. If they play like they have been, there is no way they're getting a touchdown in a minute and 16 seconds. They have no timeouts, and they've been running the ball in between the sticks. So they're not doing quick pass plays to the outside. They're not even doing sweeps or pitches to have the running backs try to get outside. So something's going to be different on this drive, and the Eagles got to be ahead of it. So we'll see what happens. I mean, he did rip off that one run at the very end on the last drive, but we'll see what they have going forward. All righty. It's like a wildcat formation. No, it's ball's hiked. It's going to be caught. Oh, incomplete. We have a flag, though. Flag, so we'll see. I'm trying to figure out what kind of that looked like a wildcat formation with how far back the quarterback was. And he ended up passing on it, so it was like a deep shotgun. We're looking at a false start or an illegal formation. Illegal procedure. Okay, yeah. So either way, 5-yard penalty. Yeah. That only cost him 4 seconds, though. So 1 minute and 12 seconds remain in this first half. All right. Well, the Buccaneers, the last thing you want to do is go backwards. So we'll see what they do here. Same formation. This is really deep. That's a deep shotgun. That quarterback is really far back. Two wide receivers, one on each side. Ball hiked. He's looking. Pump fakes. Goes deep. He's got his guy. It's overthrown by a couple yards. Ooh, Zachary Stark, he just ran a go route, had his guy beat, and that was Aiden. He had to put it. He basically just did one pump fake and sent it flying. They had five offensive linemen there, so he had all day to throw that. That was a fun route. Man, the Buccaneers should do that more often. They were just off for by a couple of yards. The receiver had separation. I don't know if he scores a touchdown, but he definitely he had the space to catch it if it was thrown on the spot. Okay, here we go. Back to their usual formation with two running backs in the backfield. Ball hike, pitch to Aiden on the right side. He's got space, but they're able to push him all the way to the out of bounds. And now we're going to have third and long, but he went out of bounds. So we still got a minute and 1 second. Now, minute and 1 second. In this first half, third and 8 here at what line is that? 33? 30, yeah, 34? All right. The Buccaneers. Eagles need to try to keep us there. I don't know. Here we go. I'm observant just like you are. Under center, two tailbacks. Ball hiked. It's going to be a pitch to Zachary, who's going to be met behind the line of scrimmage. and he's only able to get back to the line of scrimmage. That handoff just was a little mistimed. And now we have 4th and 7, and the Swamp and Screaming Eagles are going to go with a timeout here. We'll see if they punt. We'll see if they go for it here after this commercial break here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
All right, welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix. So I'm against Screaming Eagles. Got to put up a fourth down stop here. It's 4th and 7 for the Buccaneers, and it looks like the Buccaneers are lining up in a punt package. Eagles are like, nah, we're not even playing punt. We're playing. They have no one in the back there to receive this punt. Wait. Will Krause is going back, and it's actually punted. Will's going to try to make the catch. He moves it. He's got to go pick it up. He picks it up, looks up, runs right, gets by one guy, going up the sideline, cuts it back inside, hits, runs into their, is that number 85? Number 85. Yep, that's Chase of the Buccaneers, and who just takes him to the dirt to around the 50-yard line. Good recovery by Will, who initially muffed that punt, had to go chase it down, pick it up, and then take it down the field. Now, here's the thing. Eagles, I believe, have one timeout left, 37 seconds. They're an apt passing team. They could try to score here. Four wide receivers, two on each side. Antonio, shotgun. Ball hiked. Here comes the blitz. They throw it underneath. Great play design, good pass. Number 2, Dylan East, drops the ball, however, and instead of being able to get that ball, that was just a drag route underneath the defense. He would have been able to get to the sideline for sure to stop the clock if he had caught the ball. All right, same formation, two receivers each side. Tony Owen shotgun. Buccaneers have been blitzing on shotgun every time. Here comes the blitzer. Tony Owen floods the pocket, goes deep. Throws it. It's way over Norson's head. Antonio had no time to set his feet and no time to put some touch on that ball because of the blitz from the Buccaneers. Good job by the Buccaneers' defense on this drive so far. It's third down, and honestly, Norson was really well covered by the corner. So even if Antonio had time, even if he had the chance to line that ball up, it would be very unlikely he would have caught that ball. All right. Here we go. Third down and 10. You'd like to get some yards, and honestly, you might just want to go into half. So let's see. Three wide receivers left, one right, one in motion to the right side. Ball's going to be handed off. It's a reverse to Dominic Seabury, who's now running left. He cuts it inside. Can he get another block? We have a flag on the play. Probably holding, maybe a block in the back. Yep, it's an illegal. I was just going to say it's probably a block in the back. Oh, that's a bummer. That was a huge gainer. Going to be on the offense for the Schwammick and Screaming Eagles. I always say this. As an armchair coach, when I watch football on Sundays, I always say illegal block in the back is the easiest penalty to not do. Don't touch their back. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's going to be third down and 20. And now you just run the ball and let the clock go out. It's 20 seconds left here. They're going to do a run play, whatever it is, because if it fails, you know, then you just let the clock go down. Three wide receivers right, one left. In motion, Dylan East gets the ball, running left, does the reverse, going really far back. Will Krause is able to turn it upfield. He's got two guys to beat. He does not. He gets about 7-8 yards of that initial penalty back, but that clock is going down, down, down. 3, 2, 1, end of half. And with that, the Shawamig and Screaming Eagles lead 28-24 going into halftime. Wow. Good, exciting, fun. Smash mouth, big play football here in the first half. Loving what I'm seeing. There's going to be halftime adjustments. I'm so excited for the second half. But before we do any of that, we're going to go on break. And when we come back, we're going to have some halftime breakdown of what happened in the first half and then what we're looking forward to in the second half. So we are 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll have our halftime show.
Get the best seat in the house at Shalongan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shalongan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
Think D&D Auto and Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the six free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept care credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept CareCredit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North, Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Our mobile service is able to do oil changes and tire rotations on all makes and models. Simply go online to medfordmotors.com or call to schedule. Then as long as you are within our 120-mile radius, we come to you and service your vehicle on the spot. Whether at home, the workplace, or on a job site, mobile service can get it done. For the same price as in the dealership, call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Think the Indy Auto and Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASE-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the six free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. In all the chaos of getting ready for back to school, did you forget your vehicle needs service? Fear not. Right now, get up to a $20 rebate on the Works oil change and tire rotation. With our complimentary mobile service, we will come to you, service your vehicle, and we'll be on our way. The most convenient way to service your vehicle at no extra charge. Go online to medfordmotors.com or call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 for details and to schedule now.
Welcome back to Boys Varsity Football, Friday Night Lights, here on 103.1 Trail Mix. I'm Steven Jetlin bringing you tonight's game, Swarming and Screaming Eagles. We're in Prentice right now, playing against the Buccaneers. Swarming and Screaming Eagles, after an exciting first half, lead 28-24. Man, where should we start? Let's start with the away team, Swarming and Screaming Eagles. They chose today, we pass the ball. That's what we do. They're going to pass the ball to open up the run game. That's what they chose to do, and it has been working. They have 28 points, and they would have 32. Unfortunately, they've had two failed two-point conversions. But big-time plays. They've gotten two reception touchdowns. They got a kickoff return by Will. That was a ton of fun. They've just been able to have very explosive plays where at any point they took a bubble screen all the way to the house. They had a kick return. They had a Norson. The first pass play of the game was a little dump out right to Norson. He took like 30 yards. So the explosiveness of the Schwamig and Screaming Eagles offense has been on full display. And at any point, it just feels like they can just rip one off for a huge gain. And we see that reflected on the score sheet. Now their defense has been adequate. It's interesting because they haven't really stopped the Buccaneers offense today. However, what they've done is they've been tenacious, right? They even though they're getting pushed back, even though they've been put on their heels to the Prentice's run game, and we'll get to that in a moment, even though that there's a lot of things you take back and go, man, they're just kind of getting dominated in the trenches, they've been tenacious. And what they've done is that when Prentice makes a mistake, they capitalize on it. So they're in the right spots. They're in the right spaces. Although it takes 2 to 3 to tackle Aiden and Zachary, who we'll get to in a second, they're there. They're swarming. They're bringing him down. And the stat line definitely does not show favorably for them as far as, like, yards per gain. However, there's something to say about having a tenacious defense. And when you can force turnover on downs, when you can force a turnover on the recover that football, they had another strip fumble, but the Buccaneers runner was called tackled, so that didn't get called a turnover, but that's what I mean. They've been tenacious. So they're in the lead 28-24, and they're going to need a lot more from their defense to try to be victorious today. Buccaneers, man, what can I say? This has just been pure football at its purest. They run under center, two tailback, Aiden House and Zachary, who are just running rampant right now. Zachary Starkey, excuse me. And they're just running north to south. They're both averaging like 7 yards a carry. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but it has just been awesome to watch. They get the ball, they follow their blockers, and they, like, even when they get contact at 2 yards, they fall forward for 5. And you're just like, oh, good, we held them to below their average of 7 yards, right? It's the Buccaneers have just been doing that. And so they've had a lot of possession and a lot of plays, and that has led to those mistakes where the Eagles, they've just had physically way less plays to have mistakes on, where the Prentice has had a lot more plays, and they've had that fumble, and they had the one they didn't lose. They didn't have a turnover, but they fumbled the ball again. And so the Buccaneers, if they just limit mistakes, their offense will get them more points. They just will. Now, their defense, man, they've given up a lot of explosive plays. Their special teams gave up a kick return. It's like, they got to limit explosive plays. They need to make Schwamigan shift into a more of an efficient first down getting offense rather than this huge 30, 40, 50, 80-yard touchdown plays that have just plagued the Prentice Buccaneers defense. All right, so going forward in the second half, it's really just going to come down to defenses. Both these offenses are potent in very polar opposite ways, explosive for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles and methodical for the Buccaneers, and it's whichever defense can put a stop to that. We're going to go back to commercial here as the halftime show is now wrapped up here on 103.1 Trail Mix here as we support the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. When we come back, we'll have second half football for you. Don't go anywhere.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Get the best seat in the house at Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Varsity Football Friday night. Here we go. They added 2 minutes and 40 seconds to the halftime timer, so I get to talk a little bit more about these teams. Really good game so far. Eagles lead 28-24. If you're just joining us, we are in halftime. We are in Prentice against the Buccaneers. And quite honestly, if you're going to sit down and be like, what were the two plays that were just huge? It was the fumble. And recovery, fumbled by the Buccaneers, recovered by the Eagles, right? And then it was the kickoff return, right? Buccaneers had gone down 14-0. Buccaneers had finally methodically drive down and score, and you're like, okay, here's they go. And then it was a big kickoff return, and the Eagles were right back up to 22. So it just seems like the Buccaneers have a lot of the correct pieces in place to try to win this game. They either just get they just have these mistakes, whether through penalties or turnovers or just big plays. So it just feels like whoever's going to win this game just comes down to whether or not the Buccaneers will stop making mistakes. And although you sit here and go, well, they're not a lot of mistakes, some minimal mistakes, yeah, but I mean, with the Eagles' explosive offense on display here to tonight, it just seems like if you make a mistake, the Eagles are just going to absolutely burn you for it, take you outside. Eagles, they gotta come up with some way to slow down Aiden and Zachary. And I'll be honest, I sit up here at the booth with perfect vision of the field, and my answer is I don't know, because they are just running them down. My goodness. Honestly, it may come down to something as simple as the defense. Man, I'm just grasping straw. What have the Eagles got to do to slow down Zachary and Aiden? It's got to be snap count. I think they have to start guessing the snap count and try to get off the line real fast. Because if you can disrupt the quarterback, maybe you can force a turnover, maybe force him to switch things up or hold the ball. But, like, man, even the plays where they did that, though, like they had a play where they finally predicted the snap count perfectly, and they had a defender in that backfield so fast, but the quarterback was still able to hand it off. Aiden was still able to break a tackle, and he ripped it for a touchdown. So it's like, even if you do that, so, you know, it's just, whew, don't know. Well, Eagles are set to receive here to start the second half here on 103.1 Trail Mix. And we'll see what we got here as the kick. Once the ref blows the whistle, we'll be set to go. Here's the whistle. Buccaneers ready, and here's the kick. It's onside. He falls on top of it. Might be the Buccaneers ball. Ref is saying the Buccaneers came up with it, but it was who had the ball when they were on the ground. I'm waiting for the signal. It's close. They're going to signal. They're going to say Eagles had possession of the ball when it was a pile of bodies. I honestly couldn't see. So this is one of those things where you wish you had the instant replay, right? But that just doesn't exist at this level. But either way, there's a big pile of bodies, and they're going to say Eagles were down with the ball before it got ripped away. So here we go. Eagles on offense, they take over at their own 45. Wide receiver left. Quarterback shotgun with Mason in the backfield. Ball hiked. Hand off Mason. Oh, no, it's a reverse. Over to Dylan Eath, who has to carry it outside. Breaks one tackle. Knocks over another guy for about a 3-yard gain. As he takes the sweep there left. Man, those fakes get me every time. Maybe that's why I don't like the fakes so much, because I don't like getting faked out. And I'm up here. I can see clearly. I can't imagine what these defenders are going to try to see. All right. Well, it is now 2nd and 7 at the 47-yard line of the Eagles. Will Krause, left side, wide receiver. Norson Rodriguez is now the running back. Shotgun first. Dominic Seabury. It's a low snap. Norson goes and picks it up, gets around one defender, has to carry it upfield, gets at least to the line of scrimmage, makes a nice little spin move there, and takes a play that was so negative and turns it into about a 4-yard positive gain. Norson is slow to get up. He is limping. Gets out of bounds, and he's going to go be seen and helped. He is walking by his own power, but he is limping right now. We'll come back to that. It looks like he just kind of got a hit pointer. We'll see. All right. 3rd down and 3. 4 wide receivers, 2 right, 2 left. Antonio in shotgun. Mason in motion. Ball hiked. Antonio keeps the ball. We have a flag. He has to cut all the way back left. Comes all the way. He's cutting inside. Able to get to the first down. That flag was thrown very quickly, so we'll see what that is. Probably holding. That was a fast thrown flag. I don't even know if you can hold that fast. Legal shift. So that'll be an illegal shift on Mason, who was coming across in the slot to the right side. That's a killer, because you were able to manufacture that first down. The play kind of broke apart. He was supposed to follow Mason as a blocker, and he ended up having to kind of reverse directions and go all the way left. So let's see, 3rd and 7 at their own about 48-yard line. 2 receivers, 2 left, 2 right. Antonio in shotgun. Ball hiked. Here comes the blitz. It's a bubble screen thrown to Dylan Eath, who gets up the field, and is able to get just, he's still driving forward. The ref is marking it first down. Nice job by, I want to make a correction, that is Marcus Purdy. Marcus Purdy was the one who received the ball. Wow, that was a great power play as he had to keep driving and was able to inch that ball just over the first down marker. So now we have first and 10 at the Buccaneers 45-yard line. That was a very important play, third and 7. They were able to make something out of that. Will Krause is the lone receiver all the way on the left side, and Mason is in tailback position, Dominic Seabury in shotgun. Ball hiked. Hand off to Mason. He goes with the middle, jukes left, keeps pushing forward. And, yeah, you know, a yard. Gets a yard. Good defense. Oh, we have an injury on the field, number 87 for the Buccaneers. Hopefully they can help. Is it 87? I don't have that number, so hey, we're going to kick to commercial. When we come back, we'll hopefully have an update for you here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Wish it was with better news, as number 87 Bentley for Buccaneers is still laying down on the field being attended to by his team as well as the paramedics that have joined us here. I want to take a quick minute to thank the paramedics for being here and available to watch the game in case things like this happen. Don't really have an update for you going forward, although I will say the score is 28-24, Swarming Screaming Eagles with the ball here in the third quarter with 10 minutes and 15 seconds to go. All right, we're hoping and praying for the best for him as he is currently being helped. He's talking to him. That basically right now it looked like a lower body injury, so they just instructed him to not move. So there was no concussion or hit to the head or the back or the neck. So, I mean, tough to say good news to that, but you definitely want to avoid those upper injuries. So they're helping him out right now, talking to him. I can kind of see them feeling up his leg a little bit and trying to see if it's hamstring or something like that. So we're just sitting here hoping for the best there. Everyone being really respectful, really enjoy that. I do want to call out both teams. The sportsmanship has been wonderful from both sides, and obviously they've been playing really tough football, and I'm seeing a bunch of applause go out. He's been helped to his feet. The coaching staff is trying to get some of the other bigger offensive line players to help walk him off the field. So he is able to, by his own power, kind of limp. That is good to see. And that is really good to see because we don't like injuries here. And if we see them, we like to see them as minor. So, all right. Buccaneers. And Bentley gets to be helped off the field. And with that, we will have resumed play here in a moment. And with the Buccaneers, they'll be talking amongst themselves, next man up, right? They've got to figure out who they're going to put there, as 87 has been a really wonderful part of their offense and defense in the center of the field. So his right cleat is off, so it looks like it's a right foot injury. And we'll hope the best for that as he will be seen off and helped on the sideline. Okay. Returning to play, it is 2nd and 9 for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles as they have entered into Buccaneers territory at the 49-yard line. The score is 28-24, Eagles lead and have the ball, looking to see if they can't push the score up a little bit higher. All right. Buccaneers are gathering all their helmets, getting back out on the field. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. They are fully staffed out there, and we'll see what they do. All right. Will Krause, wide receiver on the right. Mason is the back, is the tailback. Dominic Seabury, shotgun. Ball hiked. Dominic looking downfield. Has time. Rolling right. Throws the ball to an open receiver. Almost makes the catch. Dylan Eath had to jump up and try to catch it with all hands. Dominic Seabury had the right read, had good patience, and he just delivered the ball a tad too high. Man, if Dylan came down with that, that would have been a highlight catch. That was tough. But, man, I mean, the ball did, it was on his hands. That was catchable, but high difficulty catchable. Good play design. Execution was just a tad off. And now we're looking at 3rd and 9. 2 wide receivers on each side. Antonio in shotgun. Here we go. Ball hiked. Here comes the blitz. It's going to be thrown to the left side. He dodges one player, gets around, and now it's a foot race. Marcus Purdy, can he get to the end zone? He does. Takes the bubble screen all the way to the end zone. And with that, the score has been pushed. 36-24, Eagles in the lead. And just like we talked about in half, the explosive nature of the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles offense rears its head once again here in the third quarter. Wonderful play. Great way. Now, this is where they can burn you. So far, the Buccaneers have blitzed. Every time the Eagles have done 4 wide receivers, they have blitzed, which means that there is someone not guarded. So that bubble screen is going to work every time until they actually do man-to-man. All right, handoff to Mason up the middle for the 2-point conversion. No good. Buccaneers have been able to stuff those plays all night. All right. The score will remain at 34 for the Buccaneers, 24 for the, I'm sorry, 34 for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, 24 for the Buccaneers. And we'll be heading off to kickoff here in a moment. But like I was saying, the Buccaneers have been blitzing to try to throw off the timing of the quarterback, which I don't disagree with. I actually think that's a good game plan. But right now, the Eagles have now scored 2 very long touchdowns off bubble screens. And so you got, going forward, it might cause some hesitation. You may have to play 3-man rush, 5 in the backfield, right? Because you can rush 4, go pure man-to-man, but if one guy misses a tackle, they're gone, and that's what we have seen so far tonight. All righty, Norson Rodriguez with getting ready for the kickoff, gets the whistle to kick off when he is ready. Here it comes. It is a squib kick. So far, it is going to be recovered by number 19, I believe. I'll confirm. Yep. Number 19, Mason Haas. Does a nice job there by the sophomore. Good. The field position isn't as good this time, as that ball was a very friendly bounce for the Eagles, as the Buccaneers are now backed up to their 31-yard line. They got a lot of field to go. I'm looking over. I'm checking the Brewers game. Brewers lead 5-2, and I believe they're on 98Q Country. I'd like you to listen to this game, but during the commercial breaks, you can switch on over. Hand off to Aiden, who gets stood up after about 2 to 3 yards. That was a close handoff. All right. 2nd and 7 with 9 minutes and 40 seconds left in this third quarter. Eagles lead 34-24. All right, Buccaneers. They're receiving their play call right now. Quarterback came to the sideline to talk to their coach, and now he's running back out to the huddle with the play. Here we go. The time of that last handoff was a little slow, so I'm wondering if that's what he was talking about. Get the hike, hand it off. Ball hiked, hand it off. Falling the guy, gets the hole. He's able to drive that ball really close to the first down marker. Nice job by Zachary. And now we're looking at about 3rd and 2. 3rd and 2 at their own 39-yard line. See what the Buccaneers got here. And I'm going to put my neck out here. I think they're going to run it up the middle. Here we go. Ball hiked. Hand off to to Zachary, who was able to get right to the line of scrimmage, but they're going to mark him just short. Oh, no. He did get by the line of scrimmage. He got about another yard, so he's going to be about a half. That's really close. Maybe a foot. About a yard. Okay, fourth and one. The last time it was fourth and short, the Eagles were able to blow up the play in the backfield. They were able to get to the backfield, but they weren't able to blow up the play, and the Buccaneers took it for a touchdown. All right, tush push, and it goes over the line of scrimmage, and they're going to get themselves a nice first down. For those that don't know what the tush push is you line up two running backs behind the one that snaps the ball, and you push them. And you absolutely can outweight gain. We're honestly waiting to see a ruling on that play at the highest level of play, because currently offense is allowed to push their ball carrier. The defense is not allowed to push their defenders forward, which is a good rule, because if that was allowed, you'd see so many broken spines. Okay. All righty. Either way, all that said, we have a first down. First down at the 42-yard line of the Buccaneers side. Here we go, first and 10. All right. 21 is in the backfield now. Ball is hiked by Aiden, who switches out to Zachary. He runs it up the field for in between the sticks still. About 5-yard gain. Here we go, second and 5. It's so funny because I sit here and you go, 21 is in the backfield, and there's like a 0% chance 21's getting the ball there. There's really nothing. There's nothing pretty about this offense, but that's where the beauty's at. It's in the most wonderful thing about football. Just run your guy over, and they have continued to do that all night long. Two tailbacks under center, ball hiked into Aiden. They rush forward, 2-3 yard gain. Third down now at the 50-yard line, and about 2 yards to go. Third and two at the 50. Eagles have been able to get the Buccaneers to third down here a couple times in a row, which they haven't been able to do consistently. So that's a good sign, but that hasn't stopped the Buccaneers yet. Ball hiked. That's a first down. And we have I see someone jumping. Is that a fumble and a recovery? It is. Eagles were able to strip the ball and recover it, and now it's in their possession. Man, that is a huge, huge drop by the Buccaneers, who were able to – they were getting another first down right there. The Eagles are – this is what I meant at halftime when I said the Eagles' defense has been tenacious. They have been around that. Even though they haven't been able to stop the Buccaneers in a sense of play-by-play, every play that the Buccaneers run – is just another chance for the Eagles to try to make a big turnover, which they just did there. So they turn over the ball. Eagles now take over at their own 45. Wide receiver left in the backfield. Direct snap to Seabury, who keeps the ball, does a stiff arm, and he's going to kind of meander, I guess is the best way to put it, 5 yards forward to the 50-yard line, second and 5. All righty. Eagles like that gainer there. I said direct snap, but of course it was. It went right to the quarterback. I just wasn't used to Dominic Seabury running immediately when he got the ball. That was a good play design and got him some nice yards. All right. Three wide receivers, two right, one left, one in motion going left. Ball's hiked. It's a fake handoff pitch to Mason, who's now running right. It's green. It's daylight. He's gone. Oh, my goodness. 10, 5. Touchdown! What a play design! Nobody saw that reverse coming, and that's another touchdown by your Saramigan Screaming Eagles. It is now 40-24 off of that awesome reverse pitch in the backfield. My goodness. He took that play. I looked right to see which defender had a chance and couldn't see any. That was a big-time play by the Eagles. Mason is getting off the sideline. He had a lot of field to run there. That was a big pitch play there. And there we go. There we go. I'm writing down on my who got touchdowns tonight. Ball hiked for the two-point conversion. Dominic Seabury holding the ball, looking for a space. It doesn't look like he's going to get any space, and that is another two-point conversion that is no good. My goodness, the Eagles could have the equivalent of another touchdown if they had just made their two-point conversions. This score, no good, so it's 40-24. Man, if the Eagles had converted their two-point conversions, it would be 46-24, but alas, that is not the future we live in. We live in the multiverse in which they didn't convert those. But I will not be too dismayed as the Eagles lead by 16. Big plays are just absolutely – the Prentice hasn't figured out a way to match this defense. And it's not for lack of, like, athleticism or – like a mismatch. They're just the Eagles have been able to distribute the ball to the player that's not guarded. And the Buccaneers are going to have to look in the mirror here at some point and just decide, shoot, we're going to have to stop blitzing. We're going to have to do pure man with a safety overhead, and we're going to start having to give up pass plays that are short and underneath. All right, here's the kick. It's onside. Takes a weird bounce, and nice job by the Buccaneers to get on top of that ball. It's going to be fielded by the Buccaneers at their own 36-yard line as they take over on offense once again with 5 minutes and 14 seconds left in this third quarter. All right, substitutions coming in. Aiden for Buccaneers, getting to the sideline, to the huddle to give out the play. Here we go. Two wide receivers to the right, quarterback under center, tailback, ball hiked. It's going to be a screen throw. Nice play. Nice about 4 or 5 yard gain, about 4 yard gain. The receiver kind of got drilled. Oh, he's got a cramp. Oh, I see. So, sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. He's got a cramp. He's going to be okay. He pointed at his leg and said, "I got a cramp." And so the two of the Swamigan Screaming Eagles went up to the Buccaneers receiver who's cramping, and they're helping him uncramp his leg. So, but I had already mentioned it before. Great sportsmanship on both sides. They're helping players up. Even if they tackled them, they're helping them up. We're taking a quick, it looks to be an injury timeout as they're just trying to loosen up his leg right now. They're pointing at his calf. So we're going to do a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have more football for you here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Okay, the game just resumed, but Zachary, who I was saying was having a Charlie horse in his calf, he finally got to the sideline. He rolled over on his side, and I am like 35 feet away from him, and I am seeing his calf all dismorphed from this nasty Charlie horse. So sorry if you hear my disgust, but man, get a roller. Go find a brick or something that's going to be softer than his calf right now. Oh, but Zachary will loosen up. He'll get back out there eventually. But, okay, here we go. Offense is set up. Ball is hiked. Handed off to Aiden. He's pushing forward. It's going to move to third down and short here in a moment. Oh, okay. It is still cramping. Okay. Well, I'm going to take my focus off of that for a little bit, get back on the game. We've all had cramps like that one way or another. Okay. Here we go. So I'm against Screaming Eagles, 3rd and 3. Right now, the tandem of Zachary and Aiden is just Aiden right now. Ball's handed off. It gets pitched to Aiden. He's got to cut it back inside. This is the Eagles' chance to try to blow it up. And Aiden, he's able to get past this guy. Gets the first down. 10 yards, 15 yards, 20 yards. Stiff arms an Eagle to the ground. Dominic Seabury was able to bring him down with that tackle. Aiden says, hey, Zachary may not be in the field, but I still am. Big gain and a first down for the Buccaneers. That was a great run. He runs right. He stops. And you're like, good. He's stopped. We can tackle him. But Aiden, great vision, is able to turn back left and is able to sweep it out, get upfield, and get a first down and a big gain all the way to the Eagles' 33-yard line. First and 10. All right. Number 3 gets the hike, hands it to number 21 up the field, and he gets immediately tackled. They had Aiden be the direct snap, and then the quarterback was lined up in the slot. He breaks the he comes in motion and then receives the handoff. No gain. So 2nd and 10. We'll see Zachary out in the field here in a little bit, but it probably won't be to the fourth quarter. There's 2:38 left in the third here. The Buccaneers trail 24-40. All righty. Number 21 returning to the huddle with the play. All right, same formation where the quarterback is actually lined up in a tight end position on the left side, and Aiden is in the backfield by himself. In motion, ball hiked. It's a fake handoff, and now he's just following number 21. He's got space. He runs past the first down marker and is able to get to about the 20-yard line. And that is enough for a first down. All right. Oh, do we have another injury? Looks like, oh, he's just adjusting his knee pad. Okay, no, we're good, we're good, we're good. All right. Aiden's coming back to the, I was watching, I was like, Aiden was like messing with his knee, and I was like, no, not a knee injury. Nope, it's not. He was just adjusting his pad for the, like the knee, like the thigh pad thing. All righty. All right, they got their play. They're hitting up the huddle here. 1st and 10 at about the 20-yard line of the Eagles. We have a delay of game. Yeah, the delay of game, I honestly wondered if that was going to happen because Aiden took a while to adjust his pads to get back to the thing. That's a 5-yard penalty. It's one of those things where the coach is probably thinking we're down. I'd rather take a 5-yard loss here than burn a timeout that we might need in the fourth quarter. I don't know what the correct decision is, honestly. If the game was close, you'd probably call a timeout just to prevent any penalty. But here we go. All right. They got their play. Here's the lineup. And now 1st and 15 at the 25-yard line. 2 tailbacks. Ball hiked. And it's going up the middle. Aiden had the ball. And then Zachary was back out there, recovered from that gnarly cramp he had in his left calf. My goodness. Oh, it's 2nd and 12. Still good position for the Eagles. All righty, they're lined up. Aiden is in the quarterback position. No wide receivers, no tailbacks. Ball hiked. It's a fake handoff, and Aiden finally gets tackled in the backfield as number 11 for Shawamigan gets fired up. That is Jaden, who is able to get back there, senior, and bring him down. That was a pure hand tackle as Aiden was able to make the move and get by him, but Jaden grabbed his jersey and was able to pull him down, never letting go. That is a huge tackle for loss, and now they're looking back at 3rd and 15. Can the Eagles, who have only given up a couple plays over 15 yards this entire game, can they hold him here? 2 wide receivers, 1 right, 1 left. Zachary's the wide receiver to the right. Hayden is in the backfield. Ball's hiked to Aiden. He's looking for his receivers. He's under duress, throws the ball. It is incomplete. There's a penalty. They might decline it. We're looking to see if it's potentially holding. Waiting for the ref to decide. Or not decide. He knows the decision. He's about to announce it. He's just gathering all the information. And it's going to be a decline penalty on the Buccaneers. So it was on the Buccaneers. I'm blanking on the ineligible receiver downfield. Lineman downfield. Man, this is why you respect refs. People want to complain about them, but they have to learn so many things to even be on that field. They've done a great job. 4th and 15, ball's hiked. He throws the ball. It's overthrown. Oh, no, it was okay. There was another receiver back there. That was a beautifully thrown ball that was thrown, but it was defended by the Swarming Screaming Eagle, who jumped up and batted it down. If he didn't do that, that ball was going to land gently into the chest of the receiver. Oh, great defense. And another turnover on downs by the tenacious Shawamigan Screaming Eagles with 36 seconds left in this third quarter. You would think that they would just run the clock down to the fourth quarter, but they might just throw another bubble screen for 80 yards. Let's find out. All right, Dominic Seabury on the right. Is that Will Cross on the left? Mason, slot on the right side. Norson, backfield.